Ben, I guess starting off with the, you know, a big game here in Dallas, got to bounce back, coming off a loss and all that, you know.
Yeah, big one for us. You know, as we know, and you, those of you who have been around here, it's all about when you get hot and when you start playing good football. And for us, the time is now. We need to start playing our best and trying to put together a little run here.
Ben, there was some talk after the game from players about readiness to play. Is that something you guys addressed this week? Did you buy into that? Did you sense any of that? And if so, how do you respond to it?
I didn't see that. From the people I was around, I sensed maybe a little bit of you know, trying to get it energized, get it going a little bit. But I think everyone was ready to play. I don't think it has been addressed really this week. I think you'll see from guys that have been around here a while that it's that time that you'll start seeing some leaders stepping up in the ways of how to practice, how to get ready for games, and hopefully the young guys you know, take some cues from that.
Whether it's offense. Been about desperation or high energy games on the road, that's where you guys have played your best. Do you think there's a sense of desperation out there now with the Dallas game looming, or because Cincinnati is still out there, it's the real big game?
No, every game for us right now is big. Doesn't matter if it's AFC, NFC, Cincinnati, whoever it is. This is a big one for us. We need to come out and play ball, and I don't want to use the word desperation, because I don't feel desperate. I just feel like we need to put it together and play ball the way we know how to play ball.
Ben, as offensive captain, what do you say to your former number one back who doesn't come to a game, and what's your reaction to that?
Just like Coach Thomas said this morning, we'll let you guys address it. We'll let him address all that stuff.
Ben, you guys have had an uncharacteristic year on the field, losing some games. Maybe a lot of people didn't think you should. Couple of conduct unbecoming suspensions. It seems an atypical year around here.
Does it?
Does it feel like it's kind of turning a corner on two wheels, or is it threatening to get out of control?
Well, I think that's a good way to put it. Turn the corner on two wheels, but I think the turn is over. So I think we're going to settle back on four and hopefully kick it into four wheel drive and get going.
What makes you think that?
Just a feel. Like I said, it's that time of year that you're going to start seeing, I know from me in particular and some guys have been around here, you're going to start seeing a different mindset and mentality that it's that time of year. I mean, you, in years past, it just is a natural thing. No one's ever had to say it because we've had so many guys that have done it before for such a long time that this time of year, it's just a natural thing that it's time to pick it up and go. And, you know, we're going to have some veteran guys, I think, starting to do that. And like I said, we've got to get the young guys to do the same.
So it's an unspoken thing, Ben?
It has been forever since I've been around here, and we're going to try and keep it that way.
Ben, talk about finding a rhythm last game compared to the rhythm you were fighting.
Yeah, I don't know if the rhythm lack thereof last week was anything had to do with injury. I think I did come out a little anxious, a little rusty, but we just couldn't put it together from one phase of offense, one position. We just, on any particular play, wasn't like we had two positions doing the right thing. It just was kind of one of those funky things, and, you know, I think we got it corrected.
Ben, what do you make of their two outside linebackers, Ware and Spencer, especially the Ware guy?
Very, very good. Their D-line in general is very good. That's kind of where it starts for them. We consider them D-linemen. I know you say linebackers, that's what they're listed at, but they're really D-linemen, and they get after it. So we're going to have to put a special emphasis on blocking them and, you know, trying to take advantage down the field if we can block those guys.
And they bounce around left and
yes.
Right side.
Yeah, there's no way to know exactly where they're going to line up on any particular play.
Ben, how you've seen DeCastro in practice, does he seem ready? Do you confident in him if he gets started right guard?
I'm always confident in the guys, no matter who it is. We'll get a good look today because we'll have some pads on, and you know, him knowing that he's going to be in there and be the guy, I think he may have a different mindset and mentality than he's had in previous weeks, where it's been more feeling himself in his leg. You know, what's it feel like? How do I feel out here? Now he has no choice. He's going to have to be ready to go. So. I think today and tomorrow will be a big step and you know, to see where he is.
Ben, Tony Romo wasn't drafted ahead of you or at all, but he's a pretty high-profile guy. He's on the list, so to speak. Is there any personal
He plays for quote-unquote America's team, right? You know, I think the Steelers are the world's team, but, you know, we just want to go beat them.
Hey, Ben, Sunday's game, the score was lopsided there in the second half, obviously. Mm-hmm. Was there any talk at all about you getting out of the game early just to protect yourself, or do you feel good about
it? Not that I know of. Okay. I don't. And if Mike would have, if Coach would have said something to me, I would have told him no. Mm-hmm. Doesn't mean I still wouldn't have been out, but I would not have wanted to come out no matter what the score was. That's just not me.
Those refs did you good, though. Just keep rough up on there, right?
Yeah, why not? Yeah. I want to be out there. I never want to quit.
How'd the jacket work?
I didn't wear anything different other than I had a little bit of padding on the outside of my shoulder pads, and it was a little bulky, so I took it off. So.
Ben, how did you feel a couple days after? Sore? Back to normal?
Normal Wednesday. Nothing, no major setbacks, so I actually feel pretty good.
Any concern that Wallace's confidence is going to be shaken at all?
No, none whatsoever. I've got all the confidence in the world in Mike. He's got it himself, and we all have it in him that he's going to come out and be great. And there's never a second thought in my mind about it.
Did you guys talk at all after the first half? I mean, it's been a while since the guys heard it like that in that stadium.
No, I kind of laid in. I laid into the whole offense, not just Mike. I think we all deserve to get booed, which I feel like we did.
Interested in getting back to that stadium again to see what it's like for a Cowboy game.
Yeah, I know. I just got done talking to the Dallas media, and they asked me about my memories of that place, and I said I don't remember any. So,
that's
right.
Ben, how about your first trip to Dallas? That's sort of the year started to crescendo.
That was a long time ago. I was talking about that. That's the old stadium, and that seems like a long time ago. But that's the last time we played in Dallas.
Ben, Sunday, Plus got his first catch of the year.
Right.
You threw it to him. Just your thoughts on getting him involved, and might we see more of him?
It was really cool to get him the ball. I knew that play when he called it. We had practiced it during the week, and I was about 98% sure I was going there no matter what. Kind of forced it into some traffic, but in typical Plex fashion, he goes up, makes a play, gets hit, gets up, and it was really neat for me, kind of a nostalgic kind of thing, and for the crowd to cheer for him. So I really enjoyed it, and we'll see about using him as we keep going. I would like to. I think he's a great target and asset to this team.
So the kind of play that only works once?
No, not necessarily, because we have other options, but it worked out pretty well that time.
You think he's ready for a bigger role?
Yeah, I do. I think he's been really putting a lot of extra time in and work in getting himself ready and prepared and understanding this offense. So I do think he's ready to expand his role.
Then you're still talking to BA once a week?
Yep.
Obviously, you're chasing them, in the playoffs, hunted. What is it about it? When you look at what this year Luck has had, what is it about BA that allows him to communicate so well with young quarterbacks and find success?
Well, he's just, he's a player coach. And the player I've talked to, some of the other Colts players, and they really enjoy playing for him, and they respect him. And they got something special going on over there. It's really neat to see with Coach Pagano and all the stuff that they're going through.
Ben, I hate to go there, but are you still playing for a player's coach now, or is it kind of the style different?
Oh, yeah, I think we are, absolutely.